Aircheckdownloads.com.
There it is, right above the door. Ace of Base, and before that, starting us off this week on Simon's 80s vs. 90s, 1983. That was a huge hit, wasn't it? From the Bell Stars and Sign of the Times. My name's Simon Logan. Hello, how are you? Thank you for switching on to Simon's 80s vs. 90s, which will carry on till about 6 o'clock tonight, if that's all right with you. Every song from, well, one of those two terrific decades. The 1980s or the 1990s. I love this, from right at the start of the 80s. Someone had asked for that on our Facebook group, Simon's 80s and 90s listener group. And I thought, you know what, that'll be good. That'll sound great on Sunday afternoon. So basically, that's why I played it for you. I hope you approve. Brothers Johnson, and it's called Stop. Well, coming soon, another Goosebumps song, which has also been suggested this week. One of those songs that will make you hopefully have the hairs standing up on the back of your neck and the Goosebumps. That's why we call it the Goosebumps song. Later on 80s and 90s, I'll pick out a chart. Normally do this just kind of after 4 o'clock. A complete top 10 from this week. Ooh, I'm just thinking, what should we go for? What do you reckon, Nathan? I mean, I think we did 80s last week, did we? Maybe a 90s year? I don't know. We'll sort of mull that over. Just after 4 o'clock for the retro top 10, will you work out what the year is? As soon as we have, well, worked out what the year is. Give me a bit of time. Still waking up. Another Worst That Can Happen song later, and loads of requests and loads of stuff from the 80s and 90s suggested by you. If you want to get in touch on the show, you could email simon.logan@bbc.co.uk. simon.logan@bbc.co.uk. Or you could text 81333, start your message, BBC, or put T's if you're more used to it. The wonderful Naina Cherry, Manchild.
Okay, you're on your own.
Oh, if you could hear what me and Nathan talk about sometimes when the songs are playing. We'd be struck off, wouldn't we, Nathan? We'd be struck off. We wouldn't want that. Oh! I like it when Nathan smiles. He's got one of those kind of, like, beamy smiles that lights up the whole room. It's like, yeah! Because normally, you know, before I come in, he's as miserable as sin. Sat there, you know, here we are. Then when I come in, I liven them all up. He's like, yay! Something like that. He's shaking his head. No! Oh, right, okay. Yeah, you do, he says. Okay, good. Busy week. I hope you've had a constructive week. I hope it's all been good. There are rumours and stuff floating around on our Facebook group, which I have agreed not to talk about till next week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then just have a look on Facebook. Thank you very much for all the messages, but I'm not going to go into that today, if it's all right with you. Okay? Coming up soon, one of those songs that was by a guy who went on Top of the Pops and sang it, and he did a good job. And he also went on a TV show around the same time called Pebble Mill at One, and he sang his song called My Favourite Waste of Time, which is kind of ironic. He sang it, and he couldn't hear the track. So, in other words, the track was going out. We could hear it at home. And he just stood there, kind of looking totally bemused. And it was all quite embarrassing. It gets shown on those, you know, clip shows when things go wrong on telly and that. And it was our very own Marion Foster who introduced him back in the day on Pebble Mill at One. His name was Owen Paul. Do you remember that song? Get that on for you in the next 15 minutes. And I love this from Cher. All or Nothing. Simon's 80s versus 90s.
Aircheckdownloads.com.